I'm Joe Kane.
I'm Sal Conca.
And this is the Imperfect Podcast.
Visit us at heckokane.com and sign up to become an Imperfect Podcast Insider.
To the bumper.
Welcome to the Imperfect Podcast, first summer special edition.
Yes, sir. We are doing something a little different. We got the opportunity to go to Soho International Film Festival this past week.
Yeah, it was really great. We got to hang with our pal and filmmaker, Ethan Martin. He was in New York for the festival, and it's in its eighth year, and his film, Eyes of the Roshi, was screening there.
Yeah, in case you haven't heard of our interview with Ethan, he's a producer of the film Eyes of the Roshi, featuring Eric Roberts.
Yep. At the festival, we got to interview cast members Michael Carey, Amanda Dunn, Stacey Whittle, Ethan Martin, and of course, Grandmaster Adam, who the film is basically centered on, for his message of love, peace, and harmony.
Yeah.
As an added bonus, we also got to interview the festival director, Sybil Santiago.
Yeah. We have all these clips here put together for you guys as a little bonus for this summer edition of the Imperfect Podcast.
I hope you enjoy it as much as we did filming it.
Absolutely.
Hey everybody, this is Sal from the Imperfect Podcast. We are live at the Soho International Film Festival. I have Ethan Martin here from Eyes of the Roshi. You may remember him from one of our episodes. He joined us on the Imperfect Podcast. Ethan, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's an honor to be here with you, Sal. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you came all the way from Virginia to New York.
Well, it's funny. I came all the way from New York to Virginia and then back home to New York, and it's great to be here at the festival.
Exactly. What has the journey been like for Eyes of the Roshi till now?
It has been an incredible journey, a hero's journey, ups, downs, up again, and to have Eyes of the Roshi at the Soho International Film Festival is an honor, a treat.
Yeah, it's a legendary festival here in New York. It's been running for 8 years now. We know Sybil, the director. She's been great to us
Sybil,
and to you.
Santiago, Carlos Santiago, the whole Soho family has been fantastic.
So has any of the cast made it up here with you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. During the broadcast, I think you're going to have the ability to talk to Amanda Victoria Dunn, Stacey Whittle, Grandmaster Adam himself, the Roshi, Michael Carey will be here, and of course, I think you'll be talking to Sybil as well.
Okay. So, you know. Awesome. We're looking forward to it. Is there anybody you want to thank?
Yes. There are many angels out there who have helped us get to where we're going. First of all, Eric Roberts, I know you're out there. Thanks for that message. It is much appreciated, and you are with us in spirit, and we're with you, Eric. Mary and Agnopoulos. Anagnopoulos, I keep botching your name, but God bless you. You helped get us here. Evharisto, Carolyn Sames, one of our film angels.
She's the best.
Oh, my God. Couldn't have a nicer friend for independent film. And Ryan Motley, Francis Motley, Film Mama, and Max the Wonder Dog. All these people helped get us here.
Awesome.
It's fantastic.
Well, tonight at 9:30 is the screening for Eyes of the Roshi. What's after the festival? Where do we go from here? What is distribution looking like?
Distribution's actually looking great. We have a gentleman who's taking us to AFM, selling foreign rights. We have two people who are vying for North American rights right now. And I think one or two people are approaching us from the Soho Festival.
Yay.
And so look for great things for Eyes of the Roshi.
Awesome. You heard that, folks. It can happen for anybody. Keep with your work. Be creative. And you can be where Ethan is today.
That's right. And if you are lucky enough to get on the Heckler Kane podcast, it'll launch you.
Coming soon to Blog Talk Radio. Ethan, thanks so much for coming up. It was a pleasure to meet you in person.
Yes.
Looking forward to seeing you again.
I'm looking forward to seeing you again real soon. And your onion sauce.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And Joe and Wayne promised me some red wine. The good stuff.
We're going to get you the good
Not
stuff.
Not what you give the other guests.
I understand.
Okay.
We're here at the Soho International Film Festival with the star of Eyes of the Roshi, Grandmaster Adam. Adam, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Yes.
Yeah, are you excited for the screening this evening?
I'm very excited, yes.
Excellent. What was the favorite part of filming the movie for you?
It's about the teaching about seeing this world as heaven, as paradise. And we can love each other. We can look at each other as human beings. And there's no separation between any of us.
Well, I can see it's a very emotional topic for you, a very emotional story. You gave a great performance. I know you love doing martial arts. It's been your whole life since you're a young boy. How old were you when you started martial arts?
I started it when I was almost 5.
5 years old. Yeah. That's impressive. Would you like to show us one move, one yoga pose? What would you like to show us?
Yes, okay, please hold on.
All right, thank you, Master Adam.
Just
bravo. You saw it there, folks. Go look up Grandmaster Adam on Twitter and on Facebook, and you can go to one of his retreats down in Virginia. Thanks so much, Master Adam.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. We're here with actress Stacey Whittle. Stacey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. This is so exciting.
I know, right? You're here with Ethan for Eyes of the Roshi. Screening's happening tonight. Are you super excited?
I am very excited, and I can't wait to have my son here as well, who's going to be watching it with me.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, you came all the way up from D.C., I believe, right? What else are you working on these days?
Well, I just got finished with a repertory play. It was a Fassbinder movie called Fury to the Soul, which we adapted for the stage, which ran for 16 performances, which was great. And then next up, fingers crossed, it's Calpurnia and Julius Caesar, another timeless tale relevant for today. I'm doing a lot of stage work right now.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So any independent films coming up in the future as well?
I just finished an independent film called Dinner Time, which actually has been accepted in a number of festivals.
Excellent.
It's about this woman who kills her husband.
Too much joy in that smile, Stacey. Too much joy in that smile. Want to tell the fine folks where they can find you out on the Twitter or social media?
Sure. So I'm on IMDb, but I never update it because I'm a stage actor. But you can find me at Stacey Whittle on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and sort of Snapchat, but not really. Just Google me and I'll come up.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Stacey.
We'll see
you at the screening.
Thank you.
All right, guys, we're here with Amanda Dunn from Eyes of the Roshi at the Soho International Film Festival. Amanda, thanks for joining me.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Sure. When did you get into New York?
Oh, about 5 hours ago.
Oh, so you just arrived into this lovely rain we're having.
After a 12-hour drive.
Excellent. And you're here for Eyes of the Roshi.
Absolutely.
How did you meet Ethan and get involved with the film?
I met Ethan through another project that he was producing. An actor friend was in that.
Mm-hmm.
I was helping him out on set. He introduced me to Ethan. Ethan remembered me.
Excellent.
And the rest is history.
The rest is history.
Kept in touch,
they say.
And he thought I'd be great for the role, so I read for it, and
Awesome. Where can people find? Do you have any new pictures coming out? Any other indie films that you're working on?
I do. I have an indie project that we're working on in Atlanta right now. It's called Trace.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of detail on that right now because
it's
still hush-hush.
Okay.
But that's one of the main ones. And there's another one that I'm currently working on myself as far as writing it. So hopefully
Excellent.
I'll be able to direct that by next year.
Is this the first thing you've written? Or
no, second. Actually, third. If we're being completely technical here.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining us. I'm sure you're excited for the Eyes of the Roshi screening later.
I am excited. I have a lot of friends and family here. I'm excited for them to see it. I love being in New York.
Awesome.
Yeah, very excited.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Is there anywhere people can find you on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram?
Instagram, amanda.v.dunn. And on Twitter, it is Amanda Actress.
Amanda Actress. We'll be looking for you.
Thank you so much.
Take care. We're here with Sybil Santiago, who's the director of the Soho International Film Festival. Sybil, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So have you been with the festival for all of its 8 years?
Seven, actually, of the 8 years. The first year, my partner, the founder is George Balos, and he had tagged me to do some consulting with him, and then I came to the festival the second year. He brought me in.
Okay. Well, it's been a great success so far. How is the festival going this year for you?
It's amazing. I feel like every year it's just, every time I think that we're not going to be able to make it, because you know the festival is very we're self-funded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not funded by any corporations or anything like that. So we're always struggling just before the festival if we even can put it up. And somehow we do. Not only do we do it, but we get these amazing filmmakers that give so much support, media people like you that come and support. It's it's very rewarding because the hard work that we pour into it, I feel really comes back full circle in a great way.
So. That's awesome. And it's a great service for the filmmakers here in New York and around the country that have joined us here and for the screenings. We're here for a screening of Eyes of the Roshi tonight with Ethan Martin, which we're looking very much forward
really
to.
Fun, yes. Yeah. See it on a big screen, of course.
Exactly. What films were you looking forward to this year? Or any filmmakers that stood out for you at the festival?
Oh, I'm the head programmer, so anything that's been programmed pretty much stood out to me, which is why they make it there, because I get to watch not necessarily hundreds, but thousands of films sometimes through the year leading to the festival.
I'm
so
sure.
If they make it this far and they make it on the program, then they've definitely stood out to me in one way or another.
Any tips for a filmmaker looking to submit to next year's festival? If you had to tell them one thing.
That's a little bit of a general question because there's a lot of things that come into play, but we are an independent film festival. We like indie films. We love our filmmakers, but I'm very, very attached to having our film coming very honest in terms of the story. Story is really important to us, and it is important that any film that we get actually comes from the heart of the filmmaker. And when I say filmmaker, it could be the director, it could be the writer, it could be the producer, whoever it is, but it really does show through the camera when the film is put together with a lot of love. So I hope that we can continue to get that work into the festival, and I think it comes through to the screen because we do get a lot of really amazing feedback.
Excellent. Yes. Well, you heard it here, folks, from the director, Sybil Santiago. Stay true to yourself, true to your stories, and keep putting out great work, everybody.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us, Sybil.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You got it. All right, so we're here with casting director Donna McKenna, who has worked with so many actors like Eric Roberts, who we know, and she was instrumental in getting him to be part of Eyes of the Roshi with our good friend Ethan Martin. Donna, welcome to the Imperfect Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You bet. So I know you're a Long Island gal, just like us, and we just found that out like moments ago, so we'll have to do some networking out there, but what brings you to the Soho Film Festival?
Oh, I always come to the Soho Film Festival. I love it. It's one of my highlights of the year. This is their eighth year, and I've been really blessed to be here from day one.
Awesome. How many films do you have in the festival that you're representing?
This year I have four films. I have two features? No, I'm sorry. One feature and three shorts.
Okay.
Eyes of the Roshi being the feature.
Eyes of the Roshi being the feature. Awesome.
Yep.
And how did you meet Ethan?
That's a great story. I met Ethan at our friend Susan Montez's house party. I think she knows Ethan's brother, Jonathan, from way back.
Sure.
And we automatically clicked. Mm-hmm. And he told me about a story that he had, this story. And he says, you know, I have a dream. I always wanted to work with Eric Roberts. He says, you know, it would just be my dream to have him for this movie. I said, well, send me the script. Let me look at it and see how it is. And, you know, if it's good, I'll pass it on to him.
Sure.
Yeah.
I guess you loved the script
then. I did. It was great. Very well written. Really good. And I knew Ethan was going to put together an amazing production.
Sure.
So, yeah. And then Eric read it and loved it. And his wife and his team. And, yeah, the rest is history.
Exactly.
Today.
Exactly. Is there anything else that we should look for coming from your camp in the near future?
Yeah, well, in this festival I have The Mustard Seed, which is a concept for a pilot, and also Oiled Up, which Eric is in this festival with an all-star cast. That is a short film that's going to be made into a feature.
Okay.
And then The Power of Prayer, which is playing right now. And I have Holy Broken, which I'm really proud of. It will be hopefully coming to network soon. It's a faith-based musical.
Okay.
Yes, and I will have Eric on as the guest star, hopefully, if he's available.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we're really excited about that. And what else? Heather, we just wrapped. That's a feature coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of great stuff coming.
Excellent.
It's been, you know, blessing.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, Donna, it's so great to meet you. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Hope we get to see each other on Long Island.
Absolutely. Yes, please. Absolutely. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Thank you. Here with my actor Michael Carey from Eyes of the Roshi. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I heard you came all the way from Astoria, Queens. It's a real tough commute.
Yeah, it is. Just a single cab ride is tough.
Exactly. So, obviously, we're here. Tonight's the screening of Eyes of the Roshi. How did you get involved with Ethan and the film?
They were filming in my hometown, actually. I'm from Virginia. moved up here 5 years ago, and I was actually on my way to visit, and someone sent me a notice about the casting, so I went in for the audition, and here I am.
Excellent. Well, welcome. You have any other projects that we can look for coming up?
I do have a few. Not sure if I can mention them just yet, but I currently make appearances in Blacklist. And
one of my favorite shows. Love that show.
Mine too. Mine too. Might find me in Daredevil here and there or Blindspot. So I make random appearances here and there.
Excellent. Well, we'll be looking out for you. Where can the fine folks at home find you? On Twitter, IMDb?
I'm on Facebook. I have two accounts on Facebook. I'm on Instagram as Michael Carey Official. I'm on Twitter as KarateMike76. And I think that about covers it.
Excellent. Well, everybody look out for Michael on the internet, social media, and we're going to head to the Eyes of the Roshi screening right now. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you enjoyed these interviews that you just saw at the Soho International Film Festival.
Visit us at HeklaKane.com to become an Imperfect Podcast Insider and get news on our upcoming crowdfunding campaign for Seymour the Unfortunate Vampire.